W8EAP test. W8EAP test. W8EAP test. W8EAP testing. W8EAP clear. It's working or not? Don't think it is. W8EAP. W8EAP checked it. Data Theta, W8EAP. W8EAP, KF8S. KF8S, this is W8EAP. W8EAP, KF8S. Are you hearing me? Yes, I am, but not on the scanner. Scanner is dead. Yeah, I got mine to work on the scanner. You gotta modify it. You gotta make it look like the other one. Never mind, I'm an idiot. I hit the pause button. I mean, not only does it pause the scanning, it like pauses the receive. Yeah, I hit the play pause button, so I just hit the play button and it works. I probably had it right the whole time.
Yeah, I noticed it's a little fickle. It sometimes doesn't work. I'm in browse mode, so I just like put it in browse and I tuned right to the channel that sit there. So it looks like it's working now, so cool.
Yeah, it's pegging the meter and the audio sounds really good on the scanner too. Oh yeah, I'm happy. Yeah, that's what I had in the first place. So when you told me the first time you put that in there and nothing, I'm like, what the heck? But yeah. You hit the button one time and it stops it from scanning, and you hit it again and it just like turns it off. That's weird. I mean, the scanner's got a lot of cool features, you just got to get used to it. But it's got a pretty small learning curve compared to the unit ends.
Yeah, it's growing on me. I figured out most of the things that I want it to do. So I do like the priority scan stuff, but it doesn't work too well when you have digital in there. So I just increased the priority scan to check every 10 seconds in case somebody's like talking somewhere else and, it has it locked in. So it's all in all, it's good. You know, it's very basic. I'll be curious what the battery life is. I just have some Amazon nickel metal hydride batteries. They're like pre-charged and they come in like this pack of 20 for like $30, and those happen to charge in there, but they're only like they're very low milliamp hour. I think they're like 1700 or 1800, so the meter never charges fully on the meter, so I think the meter's thinking that it's going to be a 2000 milliamp hour.
Right. I'm going to try something out. I'm going to try one more thing, so I'll get out here in about 5 minutes. W8EAP.
KF8S.
That's weird. W8EAP.
Well, I just realized I was getting into the system with half a watt.
Well, that's weird, Eric. You were trying to talk room 50, but you were on the wrong time slot. Try that again. Eric, you were trying talk room 52, but you were on the wrong time slot, so I don't know what you got going on your radio there, but I've seen on the Seabridge in between a couple of kind of talks there. You come up on talk room 52. Looks like it's got your must be on slot 1, you need to be on time slot 2 for talker 52. Okay, read up for there.
yeah, this is W88B, yeah. I'm programming a scanner, and for some reason I didn't think it was working. I think I got it to work, but the problem is when I key up on I monitor time slot 2 and key up on time slot 2, it desenses the scanner since it's sitting right next to me. So it appears like it's not working, but I think it is because I got it set up just like statewide one, but I got, you know, the time slot and the talk group different, obviously. But it doesn't seem to work. I can't see myself key up because it desenses the scanner because it's right next to me.
See, lots of times when you keyed up on 52, you're on time slot one, not time slot two. So come up with an error on the sea bridge. I didn't know if you were, that was intentional or what, but just thought I'd let you know. Carry on. Keep it up to there.
Oh, okay. I got a problem with my programming then. Thanks a lot. I'm going to go check out my code plug on this 9600 WABAP. Jeff, you still out there?
Were you calling for me, Eric? Go ahead, KFADA.
No, I was calling for Jeff. I've looked at my code plug, okay, for statewide 1. I have talk group 51, color code 1, repeater slot. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on a second. Let me make sure I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that would be right. Statewide 1, time slot 1, color code 1. You talk group 51. Talk group 52. Should be time slot 2. Talk group 52, color code 1.
Yeah, just check. That's exactly what I have. That's exactly how I had it set up. Now on this, I'm trying to think of what other settings I could that could be wrong.
At Mount Clemens, just make sure your talker alias is turned off. That's the only other thing. But you can try it again, and I'll watch to see where it comes up if you want to try it. The other things I found on some of them Chinese radios, too, is you got to make sure the firmware is up to date because there was a lot of bugs in previous firmwares, so that would not be uncommon to have a bug like that, but it shouldn't be. So that's just the only other thing I could suggest.
Yep, the firmware is up to date. I'm on time slot 1, color code 1, talk group 51 right now. Now, in my digital contacts, there's a call type that says group call, private call, or all call. I got that set to group call.
Yeah, group call. Your audio seems to be getting louder at times, too. I don't know what's up with that, but your audio is seems to change. Might not be you. I'm sorry. It might be me on, I'm on the repeater now, but, yep. Time slot. One, talker 51, color code 1, that is correct, but for talker 52, time slot 2, color code 1, was the one that I seen you teed up earlier that was not correct.
Okay, I'm looking at statewide 2, color code 1, repeater slot 2, is that correct? Talker 52.
That would be correct.
Uh-huh. Okay, I see a problem. My code plug says one thing, but my radio is saying repeater slot 1 on statewide 2. I just updated the firmware on Friends 9600, and it was doing that. I'm going to update this firmware again. I just did it, I don't know. Not too long ago. Let me try it again. Thanks for letting me know. Because like I said, I'm looking at my code plug, but I'm not looking at the display on my radio. My radio is still showing repeater slot 1 on statewide 2, so let me check this out.
Yeah, no, I don't play with them, so I'm not sure. Maybe it's in a different spot in the programming. I don't know on those. But maybe just change it if you're changing your radio to slot 2 and go with it and see what happens. Just a suggestion.
Yeah, I'll look into it. I shouldn't be on statewide 2 anyhow. That's for special permission only. But I did want to see if I can hear. But, yeah, if I go to statewide 2 while you're talking, it says, time slot override statewide 1. So, yeah, my radio is, I got to mess with my update the firmware again.
You don't need special permission to be on Statewide 2. You just try to keep the new users on Statewide 1, and just keeps all the, a lot more of the conversation on Statewide 1, so, you know, it's no big deal. But, okay, I'm glad you see it. It's, I'm just trying to help, and I'm glad you found it, and not just thinking that I'm, trying to correct you over something, because people do, and that's not the case. It's trying to help. But anyways, all right, good luck. KBNSWR.
Okay, Jeff. Yeah, I appreciate it. Like I said, I was looking at my code plug and not looking at the display on my radio. All right, I will correct it. Thank you. WADAP. TFAS, WADAP.
WADAP, KBNSWR. WADAP, KBNSWR.
WADAP, KBNSWR.
Yep.
Yeah, it looks like you got it right now. You come up and stay way too there. Looks good. You'll be able to hear you across the state now on Statewide 2.
I was stuck on time slot 2. Mine was stuck on time slot 1. Well, you know, all these different firmwares, you know, hard to keep up on all of them. You got like 35 different radios, hard to keep up on all the firmware, but I try. So cool, it's all working good now.
Yep, the only other thing that I would add is you have plenty of audio there. You could turn your audio down if you wanted. It's pretty hot. But glad you were able to figure out the Statewide 2 thing.
Yeah, I got the mic gain actually on 0. I backed off a little bit. I was at about 6 inches from the mic there. I got the mic gain set to 0.
Is that on the digital side? Because a lot of them radios have a digital mic gain and an analog mic gain.
Yep, there's FM mic and DMR mic are both set to 0 dB, so like I said, I was just probably talking a little too close to the mic.
Yeah, does it let you go? Does it? I got all that. The DMR.
Okay, knock it down to -3. -3. It'll go -3, -6, I guess. I knocked it down to -3.
That's better. Yeah, it's definitely better. I can hear the difference. You can probably go down to, why don't you try 5 once? We'll see what that sounds like.
Okay, that's 5 right there. Testing. 1, 2, 3, check.
I can drop out.
Yeah, you're dropping out too a little bit.
All right. That should be better. It's not dropping out anyways. Yeah, I think you could go to -4. Bump up a little bit to -4.
This is -6 right here. -6.
Yeah, take it to -4. Set it on -4 and let me hear it, please.
Yeah, all I got is 0, -3, and -6, and -9. So it goes up in 3. So here's 3, -3 right here.
Can I go back to 6?
Yeah, I'm talking pretty far. I mean, if I need a little bit of audio, I can just talk a little closer. But I'm about 4 inches from the mic right there.
Yeah, is that on -6 or -3? I think he try -6 again if that was not -6. Try -6.
Yeah, okay, this is -6 right here. This is -6 dB right here, testing 1, 2, 3.
You still have plenty of audio, so I would leave it there for now. Because like I said, you're still hot, you got plenty of audio. So if that's on the DMR side at -6. Like I said, I run a Motorola at -7 is where I got this one set at. Don't need a lot of audio because you have too much audio and then it doesn't sound right. So
I believe it sounded better. I don't know if there's anybody else in here. Sean, you in here? Or statewide, I don't know. Anybody else in here listening on statewide one? Across the state somewhere?
88 VFI.
Hey, how does my audio compare to Eric's audio?
Here's my audio. Greg, testing 1, 2, 3 audio.
Okay, yeah, you both sound about the same and very good. How's me?
Yours is pretty loud. Wouldn't you say compared to mine, Eric?
Greg's about the same as you. He might even be a little lighter than you. I'd say Greg's about 10-15% quieter than you. And a little bit louder than Greg.
Well, maybe I gotta turn this baby down some more. It's hard on DMR to get it just right, but anyways. Okay. Thanks, Greg. And thanks, Eric. Enjoy DMR. Keep it up here.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, when I reloaded the newest firmware, it messed up all my settings, so I probably had it at -6 before. And, like I said, it set everything back to default, so that's why it is the way it is. But I got to get in here and play around a little bit. I don't have a GPS in here, so I got to type in my coordinates for the satellite Doppler thing. So, all right, man. Catch you later, Jeff and Greg, WAEAP.
All right. Very good. K8VS. K8R Sun Test. K8R Sun Test. Keep a look away from your extra November click.